Brian Ratliff, The Perfect Storm, Take One. In 1940, the United States declared involvement in World War II and called for young men to be drafted into the military. Hundreds of Negro men enlisted at the Senate Avenue YMCA. A huge number of residents were involved in the war effort. Fort Benjamin Harrison was the main training center for new recruits and processed payroll for the entire Army. Also, Camp Atterbury and the Indianapolis Naval Reserve Armory were training the military. On the weekends, thousands of military men and women flocked to Indiana Avenue to witness the music legends, to dance, and savor the restaurants and bars. The 1940s were the golden years for Indiana Avenue, and the clubs and bars were jumping and filled to the rims. Women entered the workforce in large numbers after seeing the famous Rosie the Riveter poster. Many Negro women found permanent and stable employment, which was an improvement over previous lower income and unstable roles as domestic workers and manual labor. Storm warning, high winds, please stay indoors. We interrupt this program to advise the wind is picking up, and if you aren't home yet, you need to get there. A storm is coming to Indianapolis. Please seek shelter. Enjoy the sounds of Lena Horne, Stormy Weather. This is a WTLC weather report, and the rain is slowing up, but we're not out of the clear yet. Listen to Indy's own Wes Montgomery bumping on Sunset to carry us through. Indianapolis, the storm has passed over. There has been reports of property loss and damage. Continue to take cover and avoid any fallen electrical lines. More to report as the storm continues to move on. The 1960s were turbulent times with the Civil Rights and Vietnam War protests, hippies, and the Age of Aquarius. It was a period of social, civil, and political upheaval that was reflected in the music and all communications. For the first time, viewers could watch live TV footage of both the Civil Rights Movement and the Vietnam War. The turmoil and murders of the Freedom Riders, Emmett Till, Medgar Evers, Martin Luther King, and Robert Kennedy. On April 4, 1968, Robert Kennedy spoke at a rally in Indianapolis to ask for peace on the night Martin Luther King died in Memphis. There was no violence in Indianapolis. However, in many other cities, rioting lasted for days and destroyed millions of dollars of property.